Chapter 5. The air between Roy and the young man on his couch pulsed with tension, a heavy electricity. He could hardly believe that Edward had the gall to just waltz into Roy's office after what he had done. Could hardly believe his luck.
"Why are you here?"
the general asked, voice booming across the space. He stood up, clasped his hands behind his back, and pulled out that person he needed to be. The person that Edward needed him to be.
Is there something you wanted?
He asked, cutting off the man's reply. Roy strode around his desk and covered the distance between them in an instant. An uncertainty crept in on the edges of Fullmetal's smile. He looked just a bit less cocky. And Roy felt like the most powerful man in the world, with such a gorgeous creature right in the palm of his hand. For once in his life, Edward didn't say anything at all, like he didn't know how to respond.
Am I to assume by your state of dress and your behavior that you just couldn't wait until the next time we would be alone together, so you decided to harass me in my office?
You can go to hell, General. You know you'd like it,
he said, and made no move to leave as Roy stepped closer to loom over his seated form. He looked, in fact, quite frozen in place. Roy bent over the other man, putting his hands on the back of the couch to either side of Edward's head, trapping him there. He leaned in so that his lips skated the edge of the blonde's ear.
"I'm still quite angry with you, Fullmetal," he growled, feeling the rush of adrenaline as Ed's wide eyes squeezed shut for just a second.
The general bit down in his ear, eliciting the same gasp that he remembered, the noise pumping a heady feeling all through him. The general took one hand off the back of the couch to trail gloved fingers down Ed's neck, gratified when he felt the younger man shiver.
"Come over to my desk, Fullmetal,"
Roy said silkily, moving his hand from Ed's shoulder to his cheek. He struck it with the flat of his hand. The blow slammed Ed's face to the side, and when he turned back, Roy could see a red mark there, and a hunger in his eyes.
Why should I?
Ed asked, and looked Roy in the eyes. Fullmetal was doing his best to make himself seem unaffected, composed, powerful. Roy could see the struggle there as the man's fundamental instincts warred with each other.
"I can throw you over my shoulder and carry you there like a little child, if you like. It's all the same to me,"
he said, reveling in the thought of it, but straightened up again. Edward deliberated for a moment as Roy stepped away, and then seemed to decide to follow Roy's orders, because he stood up, eyes cast down to the floor in embarrassment.
"Good. A wise choice, Fullmetal,"
he said, and strode over to his desk. He heard Edward's footsteps tapping behind him and sat down on his high-backed chair. When he spun it to face the other man, he saw on that beautiful face the edges of the excitement, anticipation, that the younger man was clearly trying to suppress.
"You're going to make up for last night,"
Roy said, voice a growl. He leaned back in his chair.
"Suck my cock. You're going to get me off now, and then we'll talk about your punishment."
Ed took in a sharp breath.
"But the door's not locked," he said, voice small. "Major Hawkeye could come."
"Yes, she could,"
Roy said, leaning sideways to put an elbow on his desk and resting his cheek on his fist.
"Get down. The faster I come in your mouth, the faster we get to what you want. You will be punished. But believe me," he continued, low and meaningful, "it's not going to be the kind of punishment you will enjoy."
The man let out a weak noise and gave a nervous look over to the door, but stepped forward anyway. Roy spread his knees to allow the other to stand between them. Then Ed knelt in front of him, and Roy began to harden immediately, because he didn't think he was going to get tired of this sight, this feeling. Not ever. How could he? The Fullmetal Alchemist on his knees, on the orders of Roy Mustang.
He had waited a lifetime for this kind of power. He groaned as Ed leaned forward and carefully mouthed his cock through the cloth of his uniform pants. Ed's breathing began to quicken, but Roy almost didn't hear it over the sound of his own breath, heavy in his ears. He could see that Ed's pants were getting tighter already, before he had even been touched. The general made the younger man want him, and if that wasn't a victory, he didn't know what was. No one made Full Metal do anything. No one but Roy. Ed seemed to take encouragement from the breathy noise the older man made. He opened the button and zipper with a dexterity and a sureness that he hadn't displayed the last time. Ed carefully worked Roy's cock out of his boxers, then closed his hand around it and gave it a long, hard stroke that made the older man's breath catch. The way Ed focused on what he saw before him, golden eyes sharp, like every bit of the man's intense, brilliant mind was dedicated to Roy in that moment, made the whole thing that much sweeter. Then the blonde bobbed forward and he swallowed Roy down with the same enthusiasm that characterized everything he did. The general groaned, and Ed's eyes flashed up, catching the other man's gaze with the same focused stare. "Yes," Roy growled as Ed pulled his mouth back up the length of his cock. "That's it, Full Metal. Take it." Ed licked the tip of Roy's cock, running the broad part of his tongue along it, then swirled it around the head and licked down the shaft in short, hard strokes before going back up again, the trail of it hot behind his touch. Ed put his lips on the tip, then took it in, sliding his mouth down the shaft again with a delicious, wet noise. Roy let himself stretch back into his chair, thrusting into the heat shallowly, carefully, trying not to choke the younger man, but God damn it. Trying not to move would be a futile effort. Then Ed swallowed around him, and Roy moaned deep, muscles cording in his neck as he pressed himself back against the chair. He bucked up into Ed's mouth, couldn't help it. Couldn't even manage to feel guilty when the younger man choked and pulled away because, through the lashes of his half-lidded eyes, Roy could see Ed watching his every move, eyes dark. It didn't take long for the blonde to go back down again and settle into a rhythm, one hand steadying the base of Roy's cock, the other massaging his balls through the crotch of his uniform pants. The sensation of the cloth, a rough counterpoint to the liquid smooth motion of Ed's mouth. The older man closed his eyes, trying to repress those little half-noises he felt himself making, and fisted his hand in Ed's hair to yank backwards. Full Metal groaned, sliding his eyes shut, making vibrations that Roy could feel through his whole body, that tightened every muscle and sharpened his breath. As Ed's enthusiastic and talented tongue brought Roy to the edge of sanity, he saw the look on his face turn from deferential to smug. "Well, that won't do," he thought distantly, somewhere past the amazing sensations that Full Metal's damned tongue was visiting on him. He jerked Ed back by his ponytail up and off and tried not to hiss at the loss of contact. He replaced Ed's mouth immediately with his own hand, pumping quickly, and smiled inside at the look of confusion on the blonde's face. "What? But I thought you wanted to..."
"I'm going to come on your face," Roy growled, half-lidded eyes fixed on it.
Edward looked surprised for just a second before his expression turned to one of consternation, of embarrassment. He made a high, needy noise. Roy's body responded with an intense wave of heat, and he stroked his slick shaft faster, harder, riding the crest of it. "Please," Ed said softly, choking at the word, "please do it, I want you to." Roy groaned as the orgasm crashed through him, body throbbing as he jerked up into the air and emptied himself in spurts all over Edward's cheek. He sat there for a moment in stunned silence until his body had recovered enough that he could see properly. Ed pushed himself up into a standing position slowly and moved to wipe away Roy's cum with the back of a glove.
"Don't,"
the general said, voice harsh. If the image of Edward standing there with Roy's cum dripping down his golden face was the last thing the general ever saw, he would die a happy man.
I'm not done with you yet.
Edward shivered and closed his eyes. His giddy, flushed look made Roy's bent cock throb again.
You still haven't been punished for your behavior,
Roy said, then opened a desk drawer and pulled out a piece of chalk. Ed eyed the chalk, wary. Roy just smiled.
Are you afraid of this?
He asked silkily.
Or does it excite you?
Edward flicked his tongue out to wet his lips, tasting a splash of Roy's cum there.
Both, sir, the man said, and Roy could hear the truth of it in the tremor of Ed's voice.
As it should be. Bend over the table and put your hands down on it.
There was a pause. Then Ed took a small step forward, and another. After a moment, he bent over, splaying his hands out over the mahogany to support himself, leaving his perfect leather-clad ass out behind him as he did so. He watched Roy intently, gaze heated and heavy with anticipation. With the ease of many years of practice, Roy took the chalk and drew a circle within seconds. Wooden manacles formed out of the desk and clasped around Ed's wrists, attaching him completely to the heavy furniture. Full Metal's chest rose and fell in sharp, short spurts. The general bent over the other man, so his mouth nearly touched the shell of Ed's ear.
You deserve much, much worse than this,
Roy said, and the hand he drew down the length of Ed's spine pulled shivers behind it. He stood up suddenly and struck a blow on Ed's ass with the side of his hand to muffle the noise of it. They were still in the office, after all. Edward squeezed his eyes shut and let his mouth fall open, panting.
You left before finishing the job. You left expressly to test the limits of my self-control. You are a brat who still, after all this time, can't understand what it means to obey.
The last word rung out through the room. Within seconds, Roy had Ed's pants open and shoved down to his knees. He made the perfect picture. Captured there. Blonde hair disheveled, bare ass out for the general's inspection and use. His reddened length jutting out below him. And Roy's cum still dripping down his face. Roy let his gloved hand wander over the curve of the other man's ass, appreciating the feel of it for just a moment before letting another blow fly. And another. Then more, unrelenting. The man moaned, his dick twitching even as his head fell to hang forward, as if his muscles had gone weak. Roy moved to his thighs. With every blow, Edward's moans intensified, and his breathing began to pitch up into tiny whimpers, each more delighted than the last. Then he let a gentle hand stroke the skin, soothing the red marks that his hand had left. He took to one knee just for a moment, just long enough to lay a few open-mouthed kisses along the curve of Full Metal's ass. Then he bit down on the tempting flesh, smiling at how the man startled, gasped.
I love how much you like that. I love how much you're turned on by this, even though you don't want to be.
He said, giving one last lick to abused skin, before standing again. He pulled open a drawer and fished around in it for the one implement he thought he could get away with having at work. The one he had brought with him today, partially in case of need, but mostly just to remind himself of how much power he could wield. He was quite glad he had brought it. It was a little graphite stick, less than a centimeter thick, and about 8 inches long, all told, with a braided leather handle for convenience of handling. Full Metal, looking over his shoulder at what the general was doing, actually laughed at the sight of it.
What? Is that all you got?
The man asked, expression pulling back into a fanged grin.
It's pretty runty, isn't it?
Brat,
Roy said, then snapped his tool out to lay a blow on Ed's ass.
A sharp yell and a look of surprise followed.
You know, the smaller the area of contact, the greater the pain, he said, whipping it out again.
This time the resulting noise sounded less like one of surprise and more like one of need. The muscles in Ed's ass shifted as he tried to rearrange himself, and the general watched, fascinated. He struck another blow. Full Metal stopped bothering to hold his head up, letting it roll forward as he gave open-mouthed gasps.
Amazing, Roy said,
soothing that ass with his hand once again.
The kind of pain that you can not only withstand, but enjoy.
Another strike.
But today isn't all pleasure. It is also punishment. I'm going to give you something that you will not enjoy. I don't want to, but your determined disobedience and insubordination have left me no choice.
He let another strike go. Edward moaned, and Roy wished for a moment that he could also be a bystander, able to enjoy the scene from a side where he could properly watch the way Ed's mouth fell open, the way the sweat would begin to collect on his forehead, the way his pulse would flutter when he was struck with a sudden blow. A familiar, business-like knock on the door cut through the room, nearly startling Roy out of the scene entirely. Major General, Hawkeye's voice said, drifting through the closed door. Roy immediately threw a hand out over Ed's mouth to muffle the noises. There's a call for you from General Vossler, sir.
Can it wait?
Roy asked, voice calm and businesslike even as he struck the graphite stick heavily onto Ed's ass. He felt the man groan into his hand. If he didn't have perfect control, he would have gotten hard again at that. He said it was urgent, sir, she replied. Roy sighed and straightened, tucking himself into his pants and zipping up the front again.
I'll be out in just a moment, Major.
Roy returned, walking around to the other side of the desk and giving Full Metal a smirk. He bent close so he could keep his voice low.
I did say punishment, didn't I?
He murmured silkily.
What?
Ed hissed, his fury clear in every inch of his body. You can't just leave me like this. He had kept his voice quiet enough that Major Hawkeye probably hadn't heard, but there was no sense in taking risks. He pulled off the glove from his left hand, and when Ed's mouth opened again in further protest, Roy shoved the cloth in, balling it up so the other man couldn't speak or bite down on intruding fingers. Ed glared at him, every line of his face screaming of desperation.
I think you'll find that I can,
Roy said, and bent back over the desk to lay a gentle kiss on the skin of Ed's neck.
And if I come back to find you have escaped, I will be very displeased,
he said, voice rumbling with the force of the threat. Roy could hear the broken sob, even through the cloth of his glove.
I'll be back,
he said, and turned to the front door of his office, straightening his uniform and running a hand through his hair. He opened the door just enough to walk through, but not enough to reveal the wanton display behind him. Apparently, he wasn't as perfectly put together as he had thought, because Major Hawkeye gave him a searching look. Whatever thoughts were going on in her head, she elected not to say anything, to Roy's relief.
Thank you, Major. Now, where was that call?
Right this way, sir, she said, and he followed her automatically, mind never quite leaving his office or the expression of the man inside as he left it. Roy came back just over 30 minutes later to find Ed still in the same position, with a look that mixed fury and mortification.
Ah, Full Metal. I'm pleased that you're still here. I didn't think you'd make it this long.
Edward's glare burned the distance between them. He didn't even try to say anything around the general's glove. He walked around his desk to the side that the other man still occupied and found, to his surprise, that Ed's cock was still flushed and hard, or else it had gotten that way again very quickly once Roy had entered the room. He wasn't sure which he thought he liked more.
Have you been enjoying yourself?
Roy asked, bending to stroke his bare fingers down Ed's cock. The blonde's whole body shuddered violently. Roy realized with a start that this was the first time he had touched the other man skin on skin. Actually, it was probably the first time Ed had ever been touched there by skin other than his own. He was a virgin, to the best of Roy's knowledge, and seemed to have little enough experience with the rest of it that he would guess he was Ed's first sexual partner of any kind. The thought that he was the only person who had ever gotten to see Edward like this, shaking and needy and utterly in love, turned him on more than he could say. Ed shook his head vigorously in answer to the general's question.
"No?" Roy asked with a chuckle. "Well, this part of you seemed to have liked it."
He closed a hand around Edward's rock hard base, then stroked it hard to the tip and ran a thumb over the slit as the foreskin slid up and over the head. Ed gave a muffled whimper and tried to thrust into Roy's hand, but the general pulled it away.
"Now you know how I felt last night," he growled, striking Ed's thighs with the back of his hand, tool abandoned on the desk in favor of this more immediate erotic contact. "But I'm kind," he continued, caressing the red mark his blow left behind. "I only have your best interests in mind."
He did the same to Ed's bare ass, struck it, then soothed it.
"I'm going to let you come."
He finally reached over to pull the glove in Ed's mouth out by a finger. Ed drew in a heavy breath as the restricting cloth came free.
"Is that what you want?"
"Yes," Edward groaned.
"Bastard." "If that's what you want, then you know what you have to do."
Roy paused and stretched out his hand to turn Ed's face to the side, towards him. The man didn't struggle, but kept his eyes focused down anywhere but at Roy.
"Look at me,"
he said, and Ed did, briefly flicking his tongue out to wet his lips. Then he took a deep breath and said, hoarse, "Please, General, let me come. Make me come." Those deep golden eyes looked straight into his own and sparked that feeling of power through him, electrifying every inch of his body. He pulled his hand away from Ed's face, and when he simultaneously hit the man again and pumped a hand in his cock, the blonde cried out.
"Yes, that's it. Make noise for me," he growled, fisting Full Metal steadily in rhythm.
Then he stepped around to press his front to Ed's back, grinding his returning erection into the cleft of the younger man's ass.
"Moan loud enough that they can hear you outside. You want them to know what we're doing in here, don't you?"
he said, and bit down hard in the muscle of Ed's neck. Ed panted, each breath an unmeasured noise.
"You stayed hard all this time, waiting to see if they found you like this,"
he said, and as his right hand continued its forceful motion, his left snaked its way up to Ed's neck.
"Maybe next time I'll invite one of them to watch,"
he said. And this time, when he bit down, Edward jerked forward with a hoarse wail and came hard onto the general's desk. Roy kept pumping, moving, wringing the other man dry as the blonde made smaller and smaller jerks, then, finally, stilled. There was a brief, comfortable silence. Too brief, as it ended up.
"Good God, you're a sadistic bastard," said Edward, shattering the moment.
Roy snorted and stood, then pressed a hand to his earlier transmutation circle. Edward's manacles disappeared back into the mahogany of the desk. Edward stood as well, pulling his pants back up to cover his ass. At least, and rubbed at the red marks his cuffs had left.
"Maybe, but you can't say you didn't like it,"
Roy said with a smile, sliding open a desk drawer and pulling out a few clean handkerchiefs. He stepped over to the young man and knelt down by him and took the cloth to the head of Ed's cock, wiping it gently. Once done, he stood up and took the other cloth to Edward's cheek. The man watched him with wide golden eyes.
"Yeah, well,"
Edward said, flushing a bit and looking down at the ground as he tucked himself into his pants and fixed himself up. He looked anxious, almost frantic to get away. Roy frowned.
What?
He asked after a moment, furrowing his brow as he cleaned up the last bit of his cum off the other man's face.
Is something bothering you?
No, Edward muttered, running a hand over his now clean cheek and making a face. Roy raised an eyebrow, even as he raised his hand to stroke Edward's hair.
Really? Because from my end, it certainly seems like there is.
There was a long pause as Edward considered. It's just... You're so damn nice after all this shit, he said. Roy pulled his hand back like he'd been burned.
Would you rather I wasn't?
He asked, voice clipped and cool. Roy gave him a startled look. What? No, that's not what I meant at all. It's just weird, he said. You're nicer after this sort of shit than you've been to me most of the time we've known each other. And most of the time we've known each other, you haven't been getting off by doing bad shit to me. At least. He continued flushing. Not literally. It's weird. Roy had to laugh. Gave a deep, throaty chuckle. Then pulled the other man into a brief embrace and laid a kiss on the top of his blonde head.
That's part of the whole thing, Edward. That's my way of showing you that I do still care. Besides, I enjoy it.
He said, trying to sound matter-of-fact and not too romantic. Because frankly, Edward wouldn't appreciate Roy's talents in that area.
Partially, I do it because it's nice. Partially, it's to remind you that this is all just a game. And that we're just playing roles. You understand?
He stroked the man's hair, unable to resist the impulse for just a moment. Ed pushed out of the embrace, cheeks a deep red. Yeah, yeah. What I get is that you're a fucking sap, he said. And Roy smiled.
Maybe.
A pause. His mind worked.
Is that a problem?
You can do whatever you want, Ed said, staring at the floor. Roy warmed. That was probably as close as Edward could come to admitting that he liked it.
All right. I will, Roy said.
And much to his surprise, found himself bending over to kiss the other man on the lips.